Teddy Bear Tales. Grumpy Bertie Bear. Near the cottage where Teddy Bear lives with his mummy and daddy, there are some lovely woods. He and Daddy Bear often go out walking and love to see all the birds and woodland friends. "We had a lot of rain lately," said Daddy one morning. "The ground's too wet to go far, Teddy, so I think..." Teddy grabbed his daddy's arm. "Listen," he said, "I'm sure I heard a voice." "Achoo!" someone sneezed. "Oh dear, oh dear, I feel so dreadful and I ache all over." "Sounds like another bear," cried Daddy, leading the way through the trees. "Look, just under this clump of bushes." "Who are you?" asked Teddy Bear kindly. "My name's Bertie," answered the bear, sneezing again. "Oh, I'm soaked to the skin." "You'd best come home with us," said Daddy Bear. "Take his arm, Teddy." Before long, Bertie was sitting in Daddy's chair with Teddy's dressing gown on, and as he sipped a nice cup of hot chocolate, he began telling his story. "I belong to a girl called Lavinia," he said. He looked all around the cosy little cottage. "The house where we live is much bigger than this," he added. Mummy Bear bit her lip. "So how did you come to be left in the woods?" asked Teddy politely.
"Lavinia went off picking flowers," growled Bertie. "I suppose she got caught in the rain and ran straight home. She would never have left me behind on purpose."
"No, of course not," smiled Daddy. "Look, we'll find you some dry clothes, then go back to the woods when you're feeling better, Bertie. Maybe Lavinia will be there looking for you." Teddy managed to find a pair of trousers and a warm woolly jumper to fit Bertie, even a pair of smart shoes and socks. "Try these on for size, Bertie," he smiled. Bertie Bear did not seem very pleased.
"Not really my colour," he said, fingering the jersey, "and Lavinia threw out a pair of trousers much better than these." He gave a deep sigh. "Still, I suppose they are better than nothing. I'll get a whole set of new clothes once I'm back home anyway."
What a nasty old bear, thought Teddy. He hasn't even said thank you. In the end, Mummy, Daddy and Teddy Bear were glad when the time came for Bertie to go back to the woods. Daddy and Teddy waited to see if the little girl would come back to find him. Presently, they heard a voice.
"Lavinia, dear, come here a minute."
It was a little old lady squeezing her way towards the clump of bushes where Bertie sat.
"Lavinia," she smiled as a little girl appeared, "isn't this the bear you lost the other day?"
It was then that Teddy saw the lovely doll which Lavinia held.
"What, that old thing, Auntie?" she cried. "Look at him. Somebody must have thrown him out."
Bertie looked as if he were about to cry. She went off, leaving the old lady to pick up Bertie Bear.
"Do you know," she said, stroking his head, "you remind me of a teddy bear I had when I was a girl, about the same age as my great-niece Lavinia. How would you like to come home with me? I'm sure my grandchildren would love to play with you when they come to tea."
The hurt look on Bertie's face vanished in an instant. Teddy could see the corners of his mouth turning up into a happy smile, his black eyes shining like new, just to know that he was loved and wanted once again.
"What are you thinking about, Teddy?" asked Daddy.
I was just wondering, said Teddy, if Bertie Bear will call at our cottage again. The end.